All right, here I am in the Mill Cafe. I'm talking to Alan.
Alan.
And Richard, owners respectively of the Zampa Fish and the Mill Cafe. Welcome to the show, chaps. Now, both of you are directly affected by the impending compulsory purchase orders. I'm really interested, I know the listeners would be interested in finding out what that's going to mean for you and your businesses. I'm guessing quite a dramatic impact once this thing goes through.
Yeah, what we're looking at as far as the CAF's concerned, there's not going to be a cafe with the redevelopment going on. What is very difficult business-wise is the amount of money and time it's taken to establish the business. When you open the cafe door 12 years ago, what people don't realise is that we'd had the premises for 3 years before that.
Yeah.
We had to put in for licence to alter, change of use, applying to the council to get the A3 use to do hot food and that sort of thing. So obviously there was a big financial investment before we got the doors open. And now, forget about the politics of whether it should happen or whether it shouldn't. The sort of money that they're talking about compensating is literally just the money for the buildings, for the four walls and the ceiling.
Are you able to disclose what those figures might be, Alan? Just for the chaps listening.
I don't know about the latest offer, but up until very recently, they were actually offering less money than I've got a mortgage for on the building.
Right. So we're talking about a financial loss, effectively, loss of employment. People employed in this cafe?
Be a loss of employment. Well, not just the cafe, but next door with the fish unit, and then upstairs from the fish unit, we've got the offices where we run a number of businesses out of the offices there, and combined, we're probably filling up 80 odd pay packets every week.
80. That's going to end once this.
Not all of it ends, but it makes a big, big headache trying to relocate. At the moment, this has all been built up over 20 years, and you've got your core business, which is Zampa Fish, and then everything else is built around Zampa Fish. So when Zampa Fish goes and the cafe goes, it's very difficult to hold on to control of everything else that's going on.
And Richard, you were talking about your pension. You brought this as a pension.
It's there principally for Alan's pension, to give him an income through the future owning the long leasehold. In terms of Zampa Fish, just to give your listeners a better perspective, Zampa's one of the leading suppliers of fresh and frozen fish to the fish and chip shop industry around London.
Right.
We need to be close to London. The traffic in London, as all your listeners know, is diabolical, and it's only going to get worse. Renewal talking and the Lewisham Council talking, we can go out to Dartford. You can't go out to Dartford and supply central London. You can see our vans there. They're small vans, so we can zip round to a local fish shop and drop the boxes of fish off to them. Most of our staff are also of a more mature kind. They are delivery drivers who are unlikely to get another job elsewhere. So it'll be a total loss of local employment, and it will be a very sad loss for one of London's leading wholesale businesses to be gone.
Absolutely. And we were just talking off air. There's a financial loss that you've both been made offers of that are under par, shall we put it that way? That'd be a good way to describe it.
Zampa Fish has been in its unit for 20 years. The unit, we don't have a long lease on, it's only a short licence. We will get zero compensation. Lewisham Council and Renewal are not even willing to disclose or talk about any level of compensation with us. As far as they're concerned, when the CPO goes through, they will just take the unit back off and it's goodbye. There won't be even the money for redundancies of staff. That will come out of our own pockets.
As we say in the football ground next door, Richard, they couldn't give a shit, mate, could they?
Absolutely.
I think the term no one likes us and we don't care is more appropriate for the Lewisham councillors than for Mill Football Club.
It's a pleasure to talk to you both. This is a favourite spot for Mill fans on match day. Very well used on the working day, which, again, many of our fans won't be here other than on match days, but this is always a busy place, so always customers in
here. We work very well with the football ground. Obviously, when the football's not on, we've got a fantastic car park over the road that our customers can come and make use of. It works really, really well. We've been really pleased for the last 20 years to be associated with Millwall and working closely with Millwall, and hopefully we can carry on that relationship. We hope.
It's fantastic. Wish you well, chaps.
Thank you.